with your news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. Special congratulations to the 2026 Tourism Ambassador winner, Ariana Chin. Congratulations as well to the second place contestant, Nyla Christian.
Welcome.
At Hotel Indigo, four finalists from John Gray, Cayman Prep, and Clifton Hunter High School faced off in the Tourism Ambassador Speak-Off today. They each delivered a prepared presentation on a tourism topic, then tackled a mystery question in a mock board meeting format, with the speaking order drawn at random. The program, run by the Cayman Islands Department of Tourism, is designed to build students' knowledge of tourism and sharpen their public speaking skills. Former Ambassador Alani Morris.
In addition, students develop useful communication, reasoning, and public speaking skills that will serve them throughout their lives. And I can personally vouch for every single word.
Today's winner won't just get a title. Tourism Minister Gary Ruddy says they'll represent Cayman at the Caribbean Tourism Organization's Regional Youth Congress in Georgetown, Guyana this October, serving as Junior Minister of Tourism. He also announced a new partnership with the Business and Hotel Management School in Lucerne, Switzerland, giving the 2026 Tourism Ambassador a two-week summer immersion in hospitality, business, innovation, and culinary arts. Three past ambassadors from 2023, 2024, and 2025 will be invited to join that inaugural trip as well.
This is far more than a trip. It is an investment in the future of the Caymanian tourism talent.
Judges named the 2026 Tourism Ambassador after the final mystery topic wrapped up earlier this morning. In other news, a baggage handler at the airport has been arrested following an alleged theft. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
On April 27th, officers responded to reports of an item believed to have been taken from a bag of a departing passenger at Owen Roberts International Airport. During their investigation, they spoke with a 34-year-old employee who reportedly confessed to the crime. He was arrested and the stolen item recovered. He was then charged with theft, heading to court where he was convicted and sentenced. His employment has been terminated and he has since left the island. In light of the event, police say a meeting will be organized with various stakeholders involved at the airport, indicating that the situation will be assessed to ensure that the protocols regarding passenger baggage handling are reviewed and improved as necessary. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Finally, government school graduations are getting a more consistent look and feel this year under new standards from the Ministry of Education and Training. Radio Cayman's April Cummings reports.
The ministry's new school leaving and graduation ceremony protocol and program standards are designed to make sure that every family has the same quality experience, no matter which government school their child attends. The standards cover everything from program order and timing to official roles, cultural content, and how awards are presented. In addition to setting ceremony lengths, the ministry is requiring at least one Caymanian cultural feature in every event, whether that's highlighting local music, composers, or Caymanian-style decor. All principals and event leads will complete protocol training in May, and schools have already received standardized guidance materials. Ministry teams will support schools before and during the 2026 ceremony season, while individual schools will share specific dates and details directly with families and sponsors. The full school leaving and graduation ceremony protocol and program standards can be found online at gov.ky. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. Iranian officials are reviewing a new US proposal amid signs of fresh momentum to end the war. An Iranian foreign ministry spokesperson said Tehran would convey its response soon via Pakistan. President Trump warned that bombing will resume at a higher intensity if the move fails. Oil prices have fallen and global stock markets have risen following reports that the US and Iran are close to a deal to end the war. Meanwhile, airlines have cut 13,000 flights globally so far this month as jet fuel prices soar. The Lebanese National News Agency says that six people have been killed in the latest wave of Israeli airstrikes on eastern and southern areas of the country. Despite a ceasefire that is still nominally in force, the Israeli military has continued to carry out attacks on what it says are Hezbollah targets. The World Health Organization has confirmed an eighth case of hantavirus on board a cruise ship at the center of a deadly outbreak of the disease. They've also confirmed that it can be transmitted between humans. Three passengers have died. Rights groups in Turkey say the trial has begun of two men accused of killing a journalist known for his environmental reporting. Hakan Tosun had a brain hemorrhage and died after being assaulted as he walked home through Istanbul last October. Thailand says it will tighten oversight of tourist behaviour after a series of incidents involving foreigners caught having sex in public. A Spanish man and a Peruvian woman were deported following an incident on Monday. And the pioneering media tycoon and CNN founder, Ted Turner, has died at the age of 87. He launched the world's first 24-hour TV news channel in 1980. It revolutionised established broadcasting with its around-the-clock breaking news. BBC News.